One of the things that's very enjoyable is to listen to conversion stories, to listen to the stories of those people who, whether they were non-Catholic Christians or other religions or even atheists, who through their study and prayer and however else God reached out to them, they came to the faith. They came to know what it means to be Catholic. They chose to be Catholic. Not like so many of us where we really didn't get a choice in the matter because we were baptized Catholic as an infant. We were raised Catholic as children. And of course, we should be thankful to our parents for raising us as Catholics. But it's always very edifying to listen to those who made that conscious decision to enter the church. When we listen to their stories, it helps us better understand and learn what it means to be Catholic, what it means to believe, what it means to live this faith that we take for granted so many times. Because for many of these converts, they sought out the church. They sought out the Catholic faith. They sought out God and His church. That's an incredible thing to think about. And in many of these stories, we hear that not just were they seeking God, but God was seeking them. There are so many times where they hear about how they're guided by God, where God is reaching out to them and leading them and guiding them to His church. And again, this is a regular element of many of these stories. And it's an important element of these stories because as we hear in our readings today, God is searching for each and every one of us. This landowner in the parable today is God. It is God seeking for us, reaching out for us, wanting to be generous with His mercy and His love. No, the parable today is not about being generous with money. It's about God being generous with His mercy and His love, regardless of our past, regardless of what we've done, regardless of how early or how late in life we come to Him. There's a famous poem, The Hound of Heaven, by Francis Thompson. It was written in the very late 1800s. And the story of this poem is about running away from God and God following after us, steadily, consistently following after us. That we spend our lives turning away from God and going away from Him, and He was always there behind us, seeking us, following us. This narrator in the poem is seeking the fulfillment of the world. He's going throughout his life, looking everywhere but where God is. And God is constantly behind him, following him. And at the end of the poem, he realizes that everything that he was seeking for was right behind him, following him. That God was the fulfillment of everything that he was seeking. That's how it is with our lives. We look in the world, we are constantly seeking the things of the world. We are constantly seeking fulfillment. And we're always looking everywhere but God. We are always looking at the things of the world and other people and activities and events and busyness of life. And we're not realizing that the person who can fulfill our desires is following us, seeking us, reaching out to us. If we wish that fulfillment, we need to, in response, turn around, return to Him. Do as it says, seek the Lord while He may be found, call to Him while He is near. He is the fulfillment of our lives. He is who we have been searching for all our lives. Now we might say that we're not really seeking God. You might say, well, I'm fine with how things are, that I'm not really looking, but we are. Our desire for friendship, our desire for companionship shows this desire for unity, shows this desire for that mercy and that love, because we realize that we were not made for ourselves alone. We were not made to be individuals. We may have an individualistic streak in this country, especially here in Montana. But we were not made for individuals. We were not made to be alone. We were not made to be outside of that union with God. Now, one reason why we might not want to find God or allow God to reach us, to keep running away from God and searching elsewhere, comes from St. Paul's letter, the second reading. For to me life is Christ and death is gain. If we are to turn around and to seek God, to allow God to reach out to us and to grab us, to be in union with God, means we will have to change. Means there will be elements of our lives that we will have to give up. There will be elements in our lives that we will have to sacrifice. Just as the workers were burdened in the field, that they had to do the work for that reward of the day's wage. For us to be found by God, for us to reach out to Him, will involve change. We also have to realize again, as it says in the reading, for God's thoughts are not our thoughts, nor are our ways God's ways. We all need to realize that what we believe and what we think and what we desire will have to change. We will have to have that humble submission to God's will, to His ways. And of course, that goes against that sense of independence that we treasure so highly. That sense of, well, I'm going to do it my way. To find God and to find that fulfillment, we need to do it His way and not our ways. Because it's worth it. It's worth it to make the sacrifice to give up ourselves for God. Because God's mercy and generosity is endless. It is beyond anything that we can find fulfillment in this world. We just need to allow the hound of heaven to catch us.